Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Well, tell us about The Cube. It was on last week. Very popular show.
Yeah, it was fun last week. For people who didn't see it, Daniel, it's essentially a 4x4 metre Perspex cube in which skill games and memory games are played inside it for your chance to win $250,000. So it's finally a game show where you can sit at home and go, I could do that, and you actually probably could, opposed to Ninja Warrior or anything you have to build, or even singing.
Yeah, well, that's it. Or building Lego, as your colleague,
yeah,
you know.
Would, yeah,
so, of course,
exactly.
this is a British show, isn't it?
Yep.
From a British show. And it's very popular over there as well. And as you said, it's one of those games that you can think that you could do. For me, I was having a look at last week's show, but and the previews as well. For me, Andy, the ball's in the box, the 1,000 in 25 minutes. That's the only thing I reckon I could do.
Yeah, 1,000 balls, remove 1,000 balls in 25 seconds or whatever it is. It's one of those ones where I thought that was easy, but the first two-thirds of the balls come out in your first few scoops, and then it's about getting up those smaller ones as the time runs out and you start panicking is where it becomes a little bit harder. But yeah, it was interesting. Last week we had guys that didn't want to risk $50,000 to go for 100,
yep,
and I understand that because there's, you know, money means a lot to people, particularly in a post-COVID world.
Yep.
There are people that are willing to take those risks, and I must admit, I don't want them to lose. So, for two reasons: A, for their own good, and B, I don't want to be the guy that has to console them after it, because I'm not sure if I'm well practiced in that area as a game show host.
Well, I was going to say that would mean that you're a game show host and a counsellor as well.
Yes. And I certainly had to do that and therapy a bit to the husbands and wives or people that were playing with their partners, boyfriend and girlfriends, because they're in a board games person. You know, everyone thinks they're in a great relationship until they play a board game with their partner in a public setting.
Yep.
That happens live on our TV show as well, where you see the niggles kind of creep in if they get stuck on a game and they're potentially going to lose a lot of money.
Now, you had a go at some of these. Is there any that you would just go, nah, not a chance, not even going to try it, and have a go, or just go, nah, that's it?
Now, there's some balanced ones. There's one where there's essentially holding a ring with handles underneath, and you've got to work a ball to kind of cut a lap just by, you know, tilting this ring to cut a lap of the ring. There's a big hole in the middle. And I just looked at that and go, my hands are not steady enough for that. And particularly, I'd be trembling if there was a lot of money on the line.
Yeah, well, that's the thing as well. I think, oh, yeah, you know, we'll be able to do this game or that game. And then all of a sudden, you've got that, there's $50,000 riding on this, or $100,000, as you mentioned. So that added stress. I mean, you know, for me, I get sweaty just going to the letterbox because I just don't want that bill that's coming through. I can only imagine, you know, trying to do a game and just a lazy $100,000 sitting on the back of it.
I know. And it's incredible. There's a grandma that plays tonight with her grandson, and she was easily the most calm and composed player we had. And I couldn't believe it, because it's a great lesson of don't judge a book by its cover.
Yep.
Because she came up, when she arrived on set, I was like, oh, well, this is cute, but, you know, see how you go. But turns out she was a darts champion and knew exactly how to act under pressure, and it's fascinating viewing.
Well, darts, and I think the other one is poker. You know, they're the two where you've got to have that steely face and go, nah, I'm not going to, you know, show any emotion or anything like that. Andy Lee from The Cube joins us this afternoon on the home stretch. Now, this is your first game show as a host?
Yes.
Yep. So building up to the event, did you get any advice from, say, the likes of, well, your colleague, you know, Hamish, or maybe Rove McManus, for when you had your time and Hamish had your time on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? See, I do research.
Yep.
and maybe even the likes of Tony Barber or Glenn Ridge?
Oh, look, I'm more of a Baby John Burgess type fellow.
Oh, now you're talking.
So, yeah, I went around to Baby John Burgess' house. He's got a bunker where he trains game show hosts in it. It's for the, you know, princely sum of $1,500 an hour. And look, I spent 3 solid weeks, cost me a fortune, but my inner Baby John comes out in most episodes. You'll be able to see that twinkle in the eye that only Baby John can teach you.
Well, let's have a look at it tonight, 7:30 on the Wind Network. Hey, Andy, really do appreciate your time this afternoon, and all the best with the show.
Cheers, really appreciate it.